Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Tazayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tezvav Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, by the words Belayla Hu. So says the Gemara, Belayla Hu Nadudashnas HaMelech. So after the first party, where the night in between the two parties, and Achashverosh can't sleep at night, Amr of Tanchum, Nadudashnas Malko Shel Olam. It's really referring to Hashem's sleep. V'Rabbanan Amri, the Nadud Al Yoinim, Nadudu Tachtoinim. That's referring to the Malachim, they were up late at night, and also Achashverosh, he was also Nadudu, he couldn't sleep. Rav Amar Shnas HaMelech Achashverosh Mamish. He explains, and no, it's literally referring to Achashverosh's sleep, he explains, the Nafulei Milsa Bedaite. Achashverosh started having a thought that entered his mind. Amar, he said, Maide Kamon, what's going on over here? Tisamnisa Esther Lahaman. That Esther's inviting Haman to this party. Maybe they're plotting together to kill that person, referring to himself. Maybe they're plotting to kill me. Hadar Amar. Then he starts thinking, Ihachi, if that's taka what's happening, that they're plotting to kill me, so it comes out there's no one that likes me enough that's informing me and telling me. Hadar Amar. Then he starts thinking, that why does no one want to tell me? It must be Dilma Ika Inish David Bitivusa Vulei Pirati. Maybe there's someone that once did a favor for me, and I never repaid him, so I have a reputation that I don't reward those that do good for me. So finally he says, so Mimna Inshi Vulei Mug Vulei Megaluli, and so that's why people are withholding from telling me, because they know they're not going to get rewarded for it. So Miyad Vayomer Lahavi Sefer Zechrinis Debre Ayamim, Achashverosh says that they should bring the Sefer Zechrinis, Vayu Nikraim, and that they should be read. Now, says the Gemara, really should have said that they should be read is Kairim. Nikraim is read, something that happens by itself. So Malamich and Nikraim Ma'alehan, you see that the book read itself. V'yimatzei Kosov, says the Gemara, Kosav mi ba'ilei. It should have said that they found that it was written in the past that this is what happened, that Mordechai saved Achashverosh. Why does it say Kosav in present tense? Malamich Shimshai Meichek u Gavriel Kaisev. Shimshai was one of Haman's sons. He kept trying to erase the story, and Gavriel kept rewriting it. And so they finally, so the book reads itself, and Achashverosh says, before that, Amr of Asi, Nadarash Rab Shelo, Ish Kfar Tamarto, Umak Ksav Shalmata, Shalos Chusan Shal Yisrael, Inay Nimchak, Ksav Shalmala, Lo Kael Shekein. If you see a Ksav down here in this world, which naturally could get erased, and still, Hashem doesn't allow it to get erased, so Kael Shekein, a Ksav Shalmala, and Shemayim, Hashem's not going to allow it to get erased. And Achashverosh says, so knew, what did we do with him? And they say, Lo Nasi Yimay Davar, that we didn't do anything. Amar Rav Orav explained that this, that the were happy to say that they didn't do anything for Mordechai. It's loy b'nei sh'ayavin es Mordechai, el b'nei sh'shaynim es Haman. It's not because these advisors wanted to do something for Mordechai, and therefore they were okay saying this. Rather, it's because they hated Haman. Haman comes in, and the Megillah says over that Haman was coming into Achashverosh's house to ask permission to hang Mordechai on the pole Asher Heichin Loi that he prepared for him. Says the Gemara that Tana Loi Heichin, that really prepared it for himself because he's the one who ends up getting hung on it. Va'asa came to Mordechai. So Achashverosh asks Haman, what do you think I should do to the one who I want to honor? Haman says, get him dressed up, give him a spin on your horse, have him wear the crown, and Achashverosh says, okay, great. Va'asa came to Mordechai, go do all of that for Mordechai. And the pasuk is very descriptive. It says, Mordechai, a Yehudi, Hayoshi Bishar HaMelech, says the Gemara, that Amar Lei, because after Achashverosh says to Haman, go do that for Mordechai, so Haman says back, Manu Mordechai, which Mordechai? So Amar Lei, a Yehudi. So Achashverosh says, Mordechai HaYehudi. So Amar Lei, Haman says, Tuva Mordechai Ikab Yudai, that there's a lot of Jewish Mordechais. So Amar Lei, HaYoshi Bishar HaMelech. To which Achashverosh says, no, the one is Yoshi Bishar HaMelech. So Amar Lei, Haman says, why do you have to do all of this for him? Sagile Bechad Diskarta, just give him a village, meaning give him the taxes of one of the villages. Inami Bechad Nahara, or the taxes, the tolls of one of the rivers. So Amar Lei, so Achashverosh says, oh, great idea. Hanami Havlei, also give him that. Al Tafil Davar Mikol Asher Dibarta, don't withhold anything that you spoke about. Do all of that for him. The pasuk says, "Ve'ikach Haman es alavosh ve'sasos." So he goes and he takes everything to bring it to Mordechai. Also, Ashkechid Yasvi Rabbanan Kameu Machvilu Hilchis Kamitzah LeRabbanan. Haman goes and he sees that the Rabbanan are sitting in front of Mordechai, and he's teaching them Hilchis Kamitzah. Kevin dechazi Mordechai daapik lekivle. Once Mordechai sees that Haman's going to greet him, v'susi yamecha bidei. He sees he has the king's horse. So Mirtas, he got scared. Amar lulu Rabbanan. Rabbanan, he says to the Rabbanan, Hai Rishia lemikdal nafshi kaase. He's probably coming to kill me. Zilu mikamei diloy tichavu bigachaltai. So you guys go hide so you shouldn't get burnt by his coals. Vahi shaita nisativ Mordechai v'kamli letzleisa. Mordechai goes and he wraps himself in a talis and stavins. And also Haman v'yasav lekamayu. And Haman goes and sits in front of him. And he waits ad asalik Mordechai letzleisa until Mordechai finishes davening. Amar luhu, and so he says to the other Rabbanan who were there, who I guess either didn't go into hiding or their toes were sticking out from under the table. So b'mayaskisu, so he says to Haman, says to them, so nu, what were you guys just doing? What were you learning? So amrule, so they say to Haman that bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim man deminadev mincha ma'isim lekumse desulto mischaperle. That this is we're learning about the kmitza, which is what you do when you bring a carbon mincha. So Amar Lehu, Haman says, Asa milei kumse kimcha didchu udachi asara alfa kikre kaspa didi. That I see that your kaimates was able to push off my 10,000 silver bars that we wanted to pay to kill all of you. So Amar Leh, Mordechai, I guess, he finished davening, and he turns to Haman, and he says to him, Rasha, you're saying your 10,000 silver bars, Evet shakana nechasim, Evet lemi, nechasim lemi, when an Evet buys something. So, who does it go to? It belongs to the Evet, or it belongs to the master. It belongs to the master, of course. Well, I'm your master. You sold yourself to me. It's not your 10,000 bars. It's mine. So Amar Leh, Haman had enough. He says to Mordechai, okay, kum levosh amane, just put on the clothing, and wear this horse like the king wants you to do. Just, let's get this over with. Amar Leh, Mordechai says, I'm not able to, until I go take a shower, until I go get a haircut. I don't look presentable right now. The way I look, it's not covered to wear the king's stuff and when I look the way I do right now. So Sadra Esther Vesartini Lukulu Bebani Lukulu Umne. Somehow Esther knew about this. She went in the meantime and she gave the day off to all the different bathhouse attendants and the barbers. Ailehu Lebebani. So Haman himself had to bring Mordechai to the bathhouse, Vaasche, and wash him, Vaazva Vaise Zuzumi Bese, and then he had to go get clippers from his house, Vakashako Bemazia, and he had to go give Mordechai the haircut. Badi de kashakole, as Haman was giving him the haircut. So ingan v'isnach amar leh. So ingan v'isnach. So Haman starts like sighing. And amar leh. And Mordechai says to Haman, "What's the big deal? Amaika misnachas. Why are you so offended by this?" So amar leh. So Haman says, "Because gavra davachashav leilamalka mikuhu rav rav noi hashtel shavu baloni v'saper. I'm the most chashav one to the king right now. And here now I'm becoming a barber. I'm becoming a bathhouse attendant." So amar leh. Mordechai says to him, "Rasha." What do you mean? Just yesterday, a couple months ago, you were the barber of Kfar Kartzim. I know your past. So Tana, we learned in the Braiso that Haman Sapershal Kfar Kartzim Haya Asim Ushtayim Shana. He was Taka a barber for 22 years. Basar did Shaklinu Lamazia. He finishes giving him the haircut. He gets him dressed in the clothing. And Amar Leh, Haman says to Mordechai, Saku Rechav, okay, get up on the horse, let's go. So Amar Leh, so Mordechai says to Haman, again, Lo Yechona, I can't just get up on the horse. Dichashio Chiloi, Mimei Tanisa, because I feel very weak from the days of fasting that I just had. So Gachin Vesolik, so he forces Haman to go bend down, and Mordechai starts climbing on Haman's back to get up on top of the horse. And Kisalik Ba'adbe, as he's getting up, he gives Haman a kick. So Amar Leh, Haman says to Mordechai, like Sivluchu bin fol ayivcha al tismach, doesn't it say you're not supposed to rejoice when an enemy falls? Amar Leh, Mordechai says, Hanimili b'Yisrael, that's a Jewish enemy. Ava b'ditchukse v'at aba meisei motidreich, that we're supposed to trample on you. V'yikru lefan of kacha yasel yish asher melech havitz bikarei. Haman gives him the ride and he starts announcing that this is what the king does to the one who he wants to honor. And ki avanakid vazel b'shvila debei Haman, when they started passing by Haman's block, chazise barte dekaima igra. So Haman's daughter was standing on the roof. She saw what was happening. And Savra, hai derachiv avua, v'hai demaske kamei Mordechai. She assumed that the one who was riding the horse was her father. And the one that was leading was Mordechai. So Shakla Atzitza de Besakise, she went and she takes the waste basket from the bathroom, Visadise Aresha Davua. She throws it on the driver, thinking it was Mordechai and really it was her father. Dali Ene, Haman picks up his eyes, you know, sees what just happened. Vachazis Davuahu, Haman's daughter sees it was her father, and Nafu Megra La'ara Umesa. She fell off the roof and she died. Behind the Dechsev, and that's what the pasuk means when it says Vayivyashav Mordechai Shara Melech, that he returned to the Shara Melech. Where was he? He just had this tekufa where he wasn't in mourning. That Amrav Sheshes Sheshav L'Saku Tanisa, and now he went back to the Shara Melech. It means he went back to his mourning, but he had this little break where he was getting pushed around, pulled around on the horse by Haman. V'Haman Nidchav Abeis Avav V'Chafoy Raish. Haman gets back to his house and he's in mourning. He's dirty. Avil He's an avil because of his daughter, and his head is dirty because of what happened. And Haman gets home, and you know, he starts crying, telling his family everything. It says he tells Zeresh Ishtai and all of his loved ones. He starts telling them what happened. Afterwards, when they tell him the advice, they tell him you're not going to be able to succeed and defeat Mordechai. The pasuk calls them his chachamav. So it says the Gemara karluhu ayavav v'karluhu chachamav. And first it calls them ayavav, and then it calls them chachamav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's because they said something wise. They said you're not going to be able to defeat Mordechai. So being that they said something wise, so that's why they're called Chachamim. They said to him as follows. They said that im Zera Yehudim Mordechai, that if Mordechai is from the Zera Yehudim, so who's this Yehudim? Amrulei, they were saying to him that im Yishar Shvatim Kase, if he came from the other Shvatim, Yachlaslai, could be you'd be able to defeat him. However, v'im Yishavet Yehudo v'nyamin v'fraim u'menasha lo Yachlaslai, with regards to those Shvatim, you're not going to be able to defeat him, because Yehuda tichsev yaducha ba'irif ayvecha, it says that Yehuda's hand is on the neck of his enemies, and Enoch, and these other Shvatim, Binyamin, Ephraim, and Menasha, tichsev behu, it says about them, lefnei Ephraim, Binyamin, and Menasha, ayra is gevura secha, that Hashem is ma'ayra is gevura to help them, so for sure, if Hashem is helping them, you're not going to be able to defeat him. Ki nafo tipo lefanav, you're going to surely fall, it says double lashna falling, darash rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, shtei nefilos halalu lama, Amrulai, they were saying to him as follows, that Umazu Meshula La'afar Umeshula L'Kaychavim. This nation, Klal Yisrael, they're compared to the Afar, and they're also compared to the stars. Kishehin Yardin Yardin Ad Afar, because when they go down, they're as low as the dirt. Ukishehin Eilin Eilin Ad L'Kaychavim. But when they're up, they're high up to the stars, and so when you fall, it's going to be a big fall. Usarisei HaMelech Hegiu V'Afilu. At that point, the Sarisei HaMelech, they get there, and it's time, and they rush Haman out of the house. Malame Shehavyu B'Vahala. They rushed him out, so that means Haman was still very dirty, emotionally and physically a mess. And he gets to the party. Esther takes this as her cue. She tells Achashverosh, this is my request, that there's someone out there, and he wants to kill me and my nation. And she says this line, which literally means that, you know, if we were just being sold, so then I wouldn't have made a big deal about it, I don't want to bother you. But that's the lashon of the pasuk, is ki ein atzar shayva benezek hamelech. Amra loy, she was saying to Achashverosh, that tsar zed, this enemy, ein shayva benezek Nezek. He doesn't care about your Nezek. He was jealous of Vashti, and he had her killed. And now he's jealous of me, and now he wants to have me killed. And he says, "Mi huzeh veizehu," but it's a little double lashon of Amira. Says the Gemara, "Vayomer vayomer lamali amra bevayu betchila al yedei torgaman." At first, he asked Esther. He was always speaking to Esther through a torgaman. He felt like it was beneath his dignity to speak to someone who didn't have royalty. However, came into Amrele, that once she revealed that she was a Jew and she comes from Shaul, so miyag v'yomer Esther Hamalka. So now he says to Esther Hamalka, he knows that now she also comes from royalty, or she comes from royalty. He didn't. But v'yomer Esther ish tzar v'ayev Haman arazeh. Haman says it's Haman. Amar belazar malami chaisa mechav v'klapi Achashverosh. First ish tzar v'ayev, she was talking about Achashverosh. She was pointing at Achashverosh. Ubam malach usater yada klapi Haman. A malach then came and redirected her hand and pointed at Haman. It says that he got up, he was very upset, and he came back. So the Gemara says that Makashiva Lakima, we could compare his coming back from the garden to when he got up. Makima Bechemo Afshiva Bechemo. Just like when he got up, it was with anger. When he came back from the garden, there was also something that happened that really angered him in the garden. Says the Gemara, the Azov Ashkach Malachi Ashares, the Idamule Kagavri, he found some Malachim that they had the appearance of people. And they were just destroying the trees out of his orchard. So he says to them, what are you guys doing? They say to him, Haman told us to do this. He hired us for the job. So he comes back home and he's upset. And the pasuk says, he was falling on the bed. Nafal. It should say that he fell. Why is it say falling? Amr Belazar, Malamit Shabal Malach, the Pilu Aleha, and even when Haman was trying to get up, the Malach kept coming and pushing him back down on the couch on top of Esther. Amr Achashverosh responds to this, that Vaimi Besa, Vaimi Bara. Woe when I'm in the house and woe when I'm outside. Everywhere you're just trying to, you're trying to get me. But Yoimer Amelach, Achashverosh says, Hagam Lichpesh as Amalka Imer Babayas, you're coming to conquer the queen when I'm inside the house. Vayomer Charvayna comes in at the end and he says, oh, there's a pole also that Haman made to kill Mordechai. Amar Belazar, Af Charvayna Rasha Baisa Eitzahaya. That really Charvayna was also part of the original plot to build that pole to hang Mordechai. However, Kevan Sherah, Shalin Iskai Matzasai, once he saw that Haman was now the underdog, so Miyad Barach, he ran away from him. Vahinu Dechsev, the pasuk says regarding Rishayim, that V'yashlich Allah V'lo Yachmal, that Hashem will throw on him, meaning he goes against him without mercy, and Miyadai Barayach Yivrach, and then even the Rasha's friends, they all run away from him. And it says that the king's anger subsided. It says the Gemara, it says the double lashon of shachacha. Why a double lashon? Achash shel malka shel oilam v'achash shel Achashverosh. One's referring to Hashem and one's referring to Achashverosh. Both of them, their anger recited once Haman was hung. V'amri lo achash shel Esther v'achash shel Vashti. It's both going on Achashverosh. His anger against Haman, eventually once he got the nekama, his anger recited. His anger for two things. One, that Haman killed Vashti, and the second, the fact that Haman was trying to kill Esther.